In this session, we're going to talk about getting started writing lyrics. In my opinion and from my experience, the best way to get started writing lyrics is just to use the natural language that comes out of your mouth or out of your pen if you're writing, as you think about and express your thoughts about an idea or something that interests you. In other words, don't go out of your way to be all poetic if poetry doesn't come naturally to you. Sometimes the best songs are written from language that's very off the cuff, that comes right out of the writer's mouth or pen or keyboard. What I encourage you to do is start with an exercise that's called free writing. What you want to do is go to your songwriting notebook and go to one of the pages where you've been collecting ideas, for instance, ideas of characters or ideas of complaints or ideas of personal stories. And pick one for starters that jumps out at you today as something that's interesting. And on a separate page, just begin to write. Just keep your pen moving. Write everything that comes to mind when you think about that topic or idea. Just let it flow. Don't stop. Don't censor yourself. Don't judge it. And don't show it to anybody. This is just your own flow of thoughts. When you feel like you've said all you have to say for now, start looking back through what you've written. See if you notice any sentences or phrases or even a couple of words pieced together here and there that seem particularly accurate or particularly interesting to you. You might want to underline or circle some of these things that jump off the page at you. See if you begin to notice any particular perspective or line of thought that seems to be weaving its way through as a common thread in what you've written. See if anything sounds to you like a title idea or a chorus idea. Do you notice any words or phrases that really seem to sum up what you're talking about in the bigger piece and the bigger idea? Circle or underline these. These can be really powerful seeds for growing a song. After you spent some time reading over your free writing exercise and sort of extracting some words, sentences, or phrases that you find interesting, go ahead and recopy those interesting ones to a fresh page. And now, on the fresh page, we're going to go back into free writing mode using those specially extracted words, sentences, and phrases from your other piece. Pick one as a starting point and do some free writing on that. Keep the pen moving. Write whatever comes to mind. When you run out of ideas on that particular phrase, take another one from this page. You're really beginning to focus your ideas here to generate language that really clearly expresses what it is you're writing about. Now ask yourself a question. What is the main idea here? If this piece of writing were to evolve into a song, what would the main point of that song be? I'll pick a very cliche example. Let's say you're writing about someone you have a big crush on and you think they're just terrific. You might have written some things about how great they look, what a great dancer they are, how they make you laugh, how interesting and smart they are, how cool their car is, how cool their dog is. In free writing, you're just letting it fly. You're coming up with everything you can think of. But now you take a step back and you ask yourself, what is the main point of all this? Well, the main point of all this is that you love this person. You think they're great. Then you want to step back and ask yourself, how are you proving that? How are you supporting that main point? In the case of this example, we supported that main point by offering examples, basically, saying, I love you and I think you're great because you're a great dancer, because you're really cute, because you drive an awesome car, because you're really funny, and therefore I love you and really think you're great. The idea here is as you're beginning to hone your free writing down into something more edited, you're looking for a main idea, a main point that you're trying to make, and you're looking for how am I supporting that idea? How am I proving that idea? How am I filling out the details around that idea? In a sense, you're kind of establishing a hierarchy, the main point being at the top, and beneath that, all the different ways that you're proving the main point or supporting the main point. Ultimately, as we begin to shape this into a song, your main idea is going to be expressed in the chorus of the song, and your supporting points, whatever they are going to be expressed in the verses of the song. So now you want to begin to organize these ideas. Now that you've identified what the main point is, find the words and phrases that you've written in your free writing that express that main point in some broad or overarching way. Collect those. See which ones you like the best. See which ones seem to work together with each other. And then do the same thing with the details, with the supporting points. See if you can find some way to organize them. For instance, in our fake love song here, maybe one set of ideas is things you love about this person because of the way they look. Maybe you wrote something about their eyes, their hair, the way they walk, the way they dance. Maybe another set of ideas is about this person and the way they think, their sense of humor, their quirkiness, their kindness, their grumpiness. Maybe one set of ideas is around things the person does. Maybe they're a painter. Maybe they're a spy. Maybe they're training to swim the English Channel. The idea here, once again, is that you're going back through your free writing, you're determining what the main point or theme is about this piece, and then you're organizing all your details in terms of things they have in common. Keep in mind that your main idea or theme is going to find its way into the chorus of your song, and your details are going to find their way into the verses. Don't feel you have to use every single word you wrote. In fact, sometimes less is a lot more when it comes to songwriting. Hang on to the gems, the things you wrote that really get to the essence of what you're talking about. And now see if you can begin to tighten it up even more. Are there a couple of lines or phrases there that really express the main idea perfectly? Save those. Those are your chorus. Can you begin to pare down and organize the details? For instance, two phrases that express something about what the person does, two phrases that express something about how they look, two phrases that express something about how they think. When you've condensed your words and your ideas to this point, move the very best of them to a brand new fresh page in your songwriting notebook. And now you can begin to really shape these ideas into lyrics that will work for a song. Chances are, if you've come this far, most of the work is done already. You've got the language. You've got the ideas. Now it's a matter of getting them in a good order. Start with a verse. Start with maybe 2 to 4 lines about how they look. And then maybe another verse, 2 to 4 lines about things they do. And then maybe a chorus, 2 to 4 lines about the main idea, why you love them and think they're so terrific. And then another verse, 2 to 4 lines about how they think. And follow that by repeating the chorus section. Reiterate that because of all these terrific things about this person, you love them and think they're great. Remember, too, to be in the spirit of play and experimentation. Try moving things around freely. Try swapping out one word for another, or one whole line for another. As your lyrics begin to take shape, you'll know which ones you really like. You'll know which ones really work for you, that really express what it is you wanted to say. And you'll know which ones still need to be tweaked to say it a little more accurately, or a little more interestingly, or a little more poetically. Experiment, experiment, experiment. Write everything down in your notebook and keep working at it, editing it, tweaking it, until it says exactly what you want it to say. And now for the homework. Get out your songwriting notebook and find those lists of topics and ideas that you've been collecting. Pick one as a starting point that seems interesting or fun to you. Now go all the way back to the beginning of this lesson and work your idea through the same exact way I did here with our made-up idea of the love song. Go through every step. You'll be turning off the recording frequently so that you can spend a lot of time writing and thinking. So I hope you just have fun with this. And remember, this is not the time to worry about what other people will think about it or to wonder if it's any good or not. Just experiment, go through the process, and see what you come up with.